User speaking, Aziz. Do you want to start the call? Are you ready? Aziz speaking, yes, go ahead, we can start. Great, thank you. So we're going to start the recording and the interpretation. Thank you very much. Good evening and welcome to our Apollo monthly meeting for the month of June. On Wednesday, June 1st at 18:30 UTC. On the English channel, we have Barack Otieno, Sarah Kidden, Daniel Nangaka, Brian Gillen, Isaac Mapoza. On the French channel, we have Tiffany Benjamin, Aziz Ilali, Etienne Chichimbi, Michel Chenang, Abdeljalil Bacharbong, Arsène Tungali, Thierry Piet-Coudol, Ramanou Biao, Baudouin Chambé. We have received apologies from Alan Grimberg, Heidi Ulrich, and Sean Ojedeji. From Icon staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Yashim Nasler, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters for the evening will be Camilla and Isabel. And may I please remind you to state your names at the time of speaking so that we can identify you on the French channel. And please speak at a reasonable rate so that the interpreters can interpret accurately what you said. Thank you. Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Gisela. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on Adobe Connect, so I hope you can hear me okay. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you properly, Aziz, an identified speaker. Aziz speaking. Thank you, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to this new monthly meeting. I'll turn off my phone, and I'm going to speak on Adobe Connect because apparently it works better. So welcome to the Apollo meeting. We'll start as usual, following the agenda which you'll have before you. I hope we can respect what's scheduled. And we're going to start with the open policy issues and the open public comments. ALAC has been working on a number of different public comments periods. So the first item we have here is the new TLD, the country and territory names with the .Hyundai, .Kia, and .GoDaddy. So these TLDs have a number of agreements that would allow them to register those names. Secondly, we have another important item, which is the revisions to the ICANN's expected standards of behavior. And the community is supposed to comment on the changes to be made to the expected standards of behavior for participants from the multi-stakeholder community. There have been a number of issues with the community, and so there's a certain behavior that has been identified as not admittable anymore. Thirdly, as you know, ICANN is considering new rules, new bylaws, as you know, following the transition. So the idea is that everyone express themselves on the bylaws in order for them to reflect the different discussions that have been going on within the CWG, within the CCWG on accountability, within the ICG, and especially as connected to ICANN accountability. The ICANN board has accepted all this right after the end of the Marrakesh meeting. This is all, of course, as you know, already been submitted to the NTIA. So that's all regarding this item. So in the absence of comments or hands raised, we're going to go on and move to the following item in the agenda. Item number 3 is that of reports. The idea is that we have quick summaries of recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. The idea is that we hear of the activities that have been going on other than what will specifically be discussed regarding the ANS Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the Cross-Community Working Group, the Cross-Community Working Group on ACT and Accountability. And so I'm going to give the floor to Rob, who's here with us. I think Tijani is here, Shan is not. Do we have Wafa with us? If Wafa is not here, I'm going to give the floor to Shan. Is Shan here with us? Shan is not connected, so then Giza speaking. I'm sorry, excuse me. I just wanted to say that Shen is in Botswana, so he couldn't join us this evening. Okay, no problem, says Aziz. I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Wafa is also in Botswana, so she couldn't join us this evening either. And so I'm going to start with what Aziz has forbidden us to do, which is speaking about the ICG and the CCWG and CWG. Is Wafa here? No. Right, so ICANN is working on the transition, and so I'm going to move on to the second item, which is the fact that ALAC is also working on the next ICANN meeting, which is ICANN 56, to be held in Helsinki. We're also working on the at-large review. As you know, there's periodic reviews pursuant to the ICANN bylaws. And when we started working on this in 2008, when I joined ALAC in 2008, the review had only just started. So this year we started a second at-large review, and an external team has already been hired to do this job. We're working with them. So that's one of ALAC's interest focal points right now. There's also the special budget requests from the community that ALAC's been working on. ALAC is considering this because the finance subcommittee and the board have given us the choice of presenting 3 special budget requests. They have done so for North America, Latin America and the Caribbean, and Africa. Last year, you will remember, we had presented a request to have a special activity in Marrakesh, and the reply from the subcommittee and the board was that they couldn't fund at once an AFRO general meeting and the GACS high-level meeting. So they decided AFRO's request wouldn't be accepted last year and that it would be accepted this next year. We now have 3 requests. And for this year, the board and the finance subcommittee said there were 3 requests and that ALAC had to decide which should be accepted. There was a discussion, and the chair seems to have set his mind on saying that Lacrillo's general meeting should be held, because Lacrillo is in great pain right now, that they are undergoing a hard time, and they should definitely have a general meeting. And then secondly, they say that given that last year Narello had already received the approval to have a general meeting but gave it to someone else, they say that given that Narello gave their slot to someone else, they should have their general meeting this year. So North America is going to receive that slot, that request, in order to hold its general meeting this year in 2017. The ALEC chair has also said that as regards Afrilo, the idea is to negotiate for the meeting to take place in Abu Dhabi in 2018 so that we can have another slot in 2018. So the idea is that we will have our general meeting in Abu Dhabi. So as to avoid not giving us a general meeting. I have opposed to this. The community could not have its general meeting in Marrakesh. And we were clearly told in the board's decision and in the finance subcommittee's decision as well, that Afrilo would have its general meeting this year, in fiscal year 2017. We're still discussing the matter, and I hope we will have the possibility of reaching a solution to the matter. ALAC is also working. It's an item for information, actually, but they're working on the selection in the different regions. So they're selecting NAMCOM members. Sarah's been appointed as a secretary, and I've been appointed as an ALAC member, so that is something that we have been working on. Then there's another important item, which is the creation of the selection committee. Given that we're going to have to appoint many representatives in many positions, such as the Consumers Permanent Committee, the CPC, for the post-transition IANA, which is a committee that's going to oversee the PTI and how it will operate. It is expected that members of the community will integrate that committee, among others, a member of ALAC, so we will have to choose someone to fill in that position. There's also other selections, such as representatives for the cross-community working group on auction procedures and a liaison before the GAC. So all these positions will have to be voted on. We'll have to select someone to represent us at those groups. That will be done by the ALT, the at-large leaders. And I said that it shouldn't be the ALT, but rather an independent group, that there should be an independent committee to do so. So we have created this selection committee in the end that will be in charge of doing so. So at least I think that's all I have to say. If there's any questions, of course, I'll answer to them. Thank you. Aziz, can you hear me? You might be muted, Aziz. Aziz speaking, yes, sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Titani. Thank you for your briefing. As we all see, Afrilo members should attend meetings, because at meetings, decisions are always taken.
This call will be disconnected due to insufficient credit on your account.
If we're not there, the decisions they might have consequences that wouldn't be desirable for us. So thank you, everyone, and please be ready to participate at the different working groups. Are there any questions? I don't see any hands raised. In the absence of questions or comments, we're going to move on to the recent and upcoming activities of AFRLO members. Is there anyone who would wish to take the floor? Otherwise, we're going to move on to the following item. Yes, Abdeljalil, go ahead. Actually, I wanted to say something myself. I see Wafa's raising her hand. Wafa, you can go ahead. Wafa, we cannot hear you. As we wait for Wafa to join us, because we cannot hear Wafa's comment, we're going to give the floor to Abdeljalil. Abdeljalil, go ahead. You have the floor. Abdeljalil speaking. Good evening, Aziz, and good evening, everyone. Speak louder, Abdeljalil. We cannot hear you, says Aziz. Abdeljalil speaking. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Aziz. We had the International Youth Journey at the end of April. That was organized by my ALS. And we had 3 different training sessions. And the entire internet network community met at that activity, as far as our local community is concerned, of course. Next month, we're also working on organizing another activity, and I will share all the details with you on the mailing list. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Abdeljalil. I'm going to give the floor to Wafa. Can you hear us, Wafa? Wafa, I can still not hear you. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. My ALS was at a university some miles from Tunis, and we held an IPv6 training session. That was a training session that was targeted to students and teachers. That is for everyone in the computer science school. I have also collaborated with people from other organizations, Wafa, among others, who came to speak about communications, and there were also people from my own sector and company. My ALS is working on IPv6 nodes right now. The national plan to implement IPv6 is not yet underway, but we've begun working with the government in order to make sure that efforts are undertaken to make things go forward, even if at the official level the project is not really implemented. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Yes, we had a session on marketing in my ALS. We presented ICANN there. And we were working with the Moroccan register who shared very important and interesting information with us, I also wanted to discuss the IPv6 implementation efforts with you, as we have been working on this. We also attended an official meeting as Apollo representatives. There were official delegations, and there was Barack, who was there as well. And there was someone there who's been working on a lot with ICANN. It is a small office, but its creation in Africa is very important to us. This person is working for ICANN from Africa, and we expect this office to concentrate on engagement efforts with the stakeholders, with the civil society, with the ALSs, and of course with the private sector in general. If you agree, we're now going to quickly move on to item number 4. I wish we had Mohamed El-Bashir with us to present the INS Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. Mohamed, are you here? I know the ICG has not really been active since our past meeting, but if you're here, we would like to hear from you.
Allô, est-ce que vous m'entendez? Donc c'est Mohamed au micro, je crois. C'est bon, allez-y. Apparently, Mohamed, we have an issue. We are hearing you on the wrong channel. So, at this point, it is very difficult to interpret because there is a lot of background noise. And so please do remember to mute yourself if you are not speaking. Mohamed, we are going to try to call you, but but you need to send your number in so that we can call you. It seems you are on the wrong channel. Okay, so it seems that Mohamed is on the French channel, and we will now give the floor to Etienne while we try to figure out how to connect Mohamed back to this call on the right channel. Etienne, you have the floor. Etienne, can you hear us? Etienne, I am not sure whether you are speaking or not, but we cannot hear you. So as he's speaking still, Wafa, you have the floor. Go ahead. Can you hear me? So Wafa speaking, but I am not sure that we can interpret her. Her volume is too low.
Hello?
So I apologize. This is the interpreter. I am not sure that we can interpret Wafa. She is speaking right now. Let's see if we can figure this out. As he's speaking, thank you, Wafa. Is Mohammed back, and can he speak now? If he is connected, Mohammed, you can go ahead if you are connected. Mohammed, are you here? Mohammed?
Hi, I'm currently online. Can I speak or have to wait?
Mohammed, c'est vous? Mohammed,
yes,
this is Mohammed. You, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'm having some issues. It seems I have dropped.
Okay, sure.
Sorry, the other interpreter just disconnected. This is Tizani speaking. We're working on the bylaws right now, and we met with the lawyers who have been working. We're working on the changes to be made to the bylaws, and once we're done with that, we will move on to the public comment period, and then we'll see whether there's other observations. The CWG, as you know, has already made comments regarding the bylaws. And right now that we're done with that, it was submitted to the board. The board accepted it. And right now we're working on the second part of our job, which is the work stream 2, regarding the different recommendations and mechanisms. We're also working on ICANN's accountability. For which we have created 10 different subgroups. After that, and we're going to work on the second part of our job, which regards everything I just said. The independent review panel has started to work on its independent review process. Board is saying that there should be some supplementary group, working group to take over this part of the job. And we now have started to work on this, so we're going to go on doing it. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. As he's speaking, we have only 20 minutes left, and there are many things that we still need to discuss. Let's move on to the FLO strategy. And so who would like to speak at this point? Maybe Daniel first? Daniel, are you here? Are you able to speak at this point?
Yes, I'm available. Daniel for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's good. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. Currently, we're in the process of finalizing the strategy and opening it up for review. So we also made a poll to discuss more about engagement. The apparel strategy has also, the poll has gone out, and we shall be holding, I think, a meeting around the 16th. To discuss more on how with the Apollo members more engagement. Furthermore, we're going to have more engagement from different activities following the Apollo MOU with Affinix from the region, but also the strategy for FY17 is also going to have more engagement within respective communities and ALSs. As also, we shall be coordinating more with the GSE for region for Apollo to have more community engagement. At this point, I'd like to Janet also something on the strategy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Daniel. If Tijani does not have anything to add, we can move to the next point. Tijani speaking. Aziz, I would like to say something. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, Daniel, for having introduced this strategy. It is all set to go, and we are waiting for the Vice President to give his approval. What we had planned, as Daniel said, was to have a meeting in June before Helsinki so that all of the community, Afro-Alo community, all of the members might be able to come, so you were all welcome. So you should have received an invitation to give us your preference so that we might figure out what the best date is for everyone. So I would like to urge you to all be present. We will talk about the strategy. We will talk about what your point of view is on the best approaches toward outreach and awareness. We think that outreach is necessary. It is always necessary. There are regions where we do not have any ALSs and engagement. Why? Because we don't believe that our ALSs are very engaged. Most of them are not. And it is important that all of them be engaged. So it is a very important meeting, in our opinion. And we would like for you, for all of you to be present so that we might discuss this, so that we might hear your point of view, and so that in the future, anything that we plan might come from you. And whatever we do will be based on what you have told us as you're speaking. Thank you, Tijani. I would like to now talk to you and Daniel and ask you, because I asked the staff to put together the doodle, and they will send us what the date will be, but I would like to ask both of you to work together and as an action item, prepare the agenda and also possibly ask the participants, the members of AFRALO, who want to talk during the meeting, to indicate it, to let us know, so that it might be a very beneficial and efficient meeting. So if we could also talk about the CROP program, it would be a good idea. I think it would be a good opportunity to do so. Let us move now to the next point. As far as the elections are concerned, the regional elections for AFRALO, and I wanted to add that specific point simply to thank people. First of all of the candidates, whether they have been elected or not. Those elections went quite well. And as you know, as far as the position of secretary, we had three candidates. And I would like to thank all of them, Baran, Michelle, and Sarah. The fact that we had three candidates shows us that we have more and more resources. And I think that this is something that we can rejoice in. Thank you, Michelle and Bran. I know that you will still give a lot to AFRALO. Thank you, and congratulations to Sarah for being elected with great success, and I would like to wish her the best in her position. I don't know if you would like to add something, Sarah. Just 1 minute, if you would like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about this new position.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah Federico. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sarah, go ahead. We can hear you.
I just want to say thank you to Aziz and to everyone else for coming into the community and for the support so far. I must add that I am new in the community, but I'm very excited to be part of it, and I'm looking forward to learning from all of you and also contributing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I also want to congratulate the other candidates who were elected, Dev, especially for his position at the NAMCOM representing AFRALO, and also I would like to thank the staff for their help, especially Ariel, who did a great job organizing all of this. As you know, everything was confidential, and I think it went well. Now, let us move to the next point. Tijani would like to speak. Okay, go ahead, Tijani. Okay, excuse me, Tijani, as he's speaking. Etienne has wanted to speak for a while, so I would like to first know if Etienne can speak. Etienne, are you able to speak? Are you here? Apparently not. We cannot hear him. So, Tijani, go ahead then. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Just one thing I would like to add. As you know, in the railroads, we do not designate representatives to the NAMCOM, but they put forward names, because the bylaws, the ICANN bylaws, say that it is up to the ALAC to choose a representative, one per region. So what we did is we nominated Dev to be our representative to the NAMCOM, and now it is up to ALAC to vote and nominate people. But I am pretty sure that it will go quite well. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much for this very detailed piece of information, Tijani. And let us move on and talk about the joint meeting between Afralo and African. As you know, we do not have many days left until the Helsinki meeting. We sent an email to all of the community, all of the African community, to inform everyone about the new leadership within Afralo. Now, we have been working on the topic for 2 years, and I asked in an email to suggest any other topic. So right now we do have a drafting committee, and I think you might be able to guess who is very involved in this committee, Sean and Tijani. As you know, Mohammed as well, because they represent us. So if there are other people who would like to join those three, they are welcome to do so. And they can just send an email to inform us of that. Tijani, would you like to speak to the topic of the African Afralo meeting? Actually, I do not have anything to say about that. Okay, so first action item. We need to work on an agenda for our meeting. The agenda for the outreach meeting that will occur during the second half of the month of June, we have Daniel and Tijani who are in charge of putting together the agenda for that. Second point, Afro-African will be working on accountability and the transition. We need to work on the report. We have Mohammed, Tijani, and Shan, and anybody else who would like to join them. Tijani, could you please give us a date and let us know when we will get the first draft on the Afro-African statement? Tijani speaking. Well, it seems to be a command. I am not quite sure. I can't tell you. I will spend a week in Botswana, Shan 2. I would like for others to start this work. I am not quite sure when we can start. I actually won't be available until the 11th. As he's speaking. Well, this is an excellent transition. I would like to go back to Mohammed. Mohammed, are you still with us? And could you please speak to that?
Hello. Thank you very much. I can speak. Okay,
go ahead, Mohammed.
Be brief. Yeah, thank you very much, Aziz. I will be very brief. I think you're already following up the work that has been going in terms of approving the bylaws by the board for the transition. and ICANN is working to prepare everything for the post transition. At the political level, there was hearing session at the Congress, the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate. The recent one, I think, was about 1 week ago at the U.S. Senate, where there was a panel giving answers to U.S. senators about the transition. There's some senators who are opposing the transition. They think that the U.S. is letting go its control to foreign hostile governments. But there's also senators who are supporting the transition. In the panel, there were people from the internet community, like Andrew Sullivan, the chair of the AIB, who are supporting the transition and providing feedback. Regarding NTIA and the U.S. government, they are currently finalizing or working on their internal approvals process. So hopefully in the coming period that could be finalized, and at least the process could go forward, because deadline, or at least the contract renewal, is due in September, and we hope that there is no need for that further. So work is going on, as Tijani said, in terms of approval of the bylaws. This has been done on ICANN's side, and at the political level, the U.S. government is still in this process for approval. Hopefully, everyone is hopeful that this will proceed without major issues, especially the transition could be used by U.S. politicians in the current U.S. President elections. But let's hope for the best. But there's chances that this will proceed as planned. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mohammed. Now, the question has to do with the drafting committee on the next Afro-African meeting on the INA transition and on ICANN accountability. Because Tijani and Shan are busy over the next 10 days until June 11th. What we are asking is whether you might be able to accept to lead or to lead this project, the committee, the drafting committee, so that we might come up with a first draft over the next 10 days. And then when Jenny is back and able to work, then we can work together, you guys can work together on the statement so that we might be ready.
Okay. Thank you, Aziz, and sorry for the confusion. I started by providing my feedback on the INA transition. Yes, I would be happy to support in terms of working in our drafting or starting the work on our next meeting on the INA transition and accountability. Until my colleagues and friends, Tijani and Sean, they're back, happy to assist. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mohammed. We appreciate it. Next point. Tijani speaking. I raised my hand. Did you see it? I'm sorry. I had hidden your hand with my mouse. No problem. So just to stress one thing about what Mohammed said, I would like to say that all of the senators that were against the transition were Republican, for the most part. And so I think it is a political ploy to gain votes during the next elections. You know, that's just how it is. That's how it goes. But that's why it is important to know that this opposition to the transition is a Republican opposition, as he's speaking. Right, you know, matters of politics and internet matters are related, aren't they? Thank you very much for this work. Thank you very much for all of the work that has been done. We really appreciate it. I am very glad to hear all of this. Last point, or before we move on to the last point, there is another request that we need to address. The ACIEDD for Sustainable Development and Citizenship. It is an association that is based out of Chad in N'Djamena. Everything is fine. We received the application a few months ago. Due diligence was done by Mohamed Barak and myself. I don't know if you have anything to add to this, but as far as I'm concerned, this ALS should be approved without any issue. Go ahead, very quickly, please. I see that you have your hand raised. Abdeljalil, excuse me, go ahead.
Yes, Abdeljalil speaking. As he's speaking, I'm sorry, Abdeljalil, we can barely hear you. You're very faint. Abdeljalil speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I am a member of the group, and I have information to share. And I have been inviting other members to join AFRILO in the association. So the idea is that for our next meeting, we can present a crop request in order to get other ALSs to join or other potential ALSs to join. As he's speaking, thank you, Abdeljalil. I'm not sure I heard everything you wanted to say. Now, do you all agree to this ALS being approved, or are there any objections to a favorable advice being submitted to ALAC regarding the ACIED to be accredited as a new ALS? We have the due diligence before you. So this is shared on the screen right now. Please have a look at it. I don't see any objections right now, so I take it the ACIEDD has the Africa region's favorable advice for this ALS to be accredited as a new ALS in our region. This is our 42nd ALS in the region. That's all regarding our agenda for today. If there's no any other business, I have one myself. I just want to point out that as for the schedule of the next Afro-African meeting, our next joint meeting might overlap with Ramadan celebration called like. So I suggest we ask Gisela to schedule our next meeting as of now. And so what I suggest is that the next AFRILO meeting takes place not on July 6th, which will be a holiday for Muslims, but to hold it on July 13th instead. As usual, We will not have a monthly meeting in August, and I suggest that in September we meet on September 7th. Tijani, you have the floor. You might not agree with me. Go ahead, Tijani. Tijani speaking. I'm not the boss. If the boss says something, I'll agree. I'm raising my hand for any other business, another comment. I'm still waiting to see if there's any comments on what I just said regarding Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan. Gisela, yes. Gisela speaking. Yes, Aziz, this is just to let you know, we will have the joint Afro-African meeting on Wednesday, June 29th, from 13:30 to 14 UTC. So I just want to confirm that the joint Afro-African meeting to be held in Helsinki does not prevent us from having a monthly meeting on July 13th. And then we will cancel the monthly meeting for August, right? As he's speaking. Right, because the Afro-African joint meeting has nothing to do with Afro's monthly meetings. Gisela speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Understood. Aziz speaking. Does everyone agree with the proposal?
I'm sorry, can I say something? It's Biram.
Hold on. If no one raises their hand, we're going to move on to the next any other business, which is Tijani's. Tijani, you have the floor. Yes. Tijani speaking. I just want to let the committee to know that we're sending out a doodle to all members. We will be sending it out soon to ask members to confirm whether or not they can attend a meeting for the working group regarding the review of AFRLO's expected standards of behavior. As you know, we started in 2014, and then in November 2014 we had to stop. We put it on hold because we had to start working on accountability. So now that we have finished our task regarding the accountability, I think we might resume our work on the review on the 13th. Gisela, I can surely tell you better than I can what the best date for that would be. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. This is a very important project, and we would like to have as many people participating as possible. We would like to conclude our effort on the review before the end of the year. So thank you all for participating, and thank you, Tijani. I've heard Baran wanted to take the floor, so you can go ahead, Baran.
Yes, I just wanted to ask. I missed the part where the August meeting is cancelled. And also, I wanted to remind Aziz that the September meeting should not put it too close to the Eid al-Adha celebrations, which is 2 months after the Eid al-Fitr celebration. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Brian. Can you please repeat what it's too close to in September?
There are two Muslim celebrations which are right after each other, 2 months apart. So I wanted to know, why are we cancelling the August meeting, and when is the September meeting? I just wanted to make sure it wasn't close to the second Muslim holiday, which will be the second week in September. Thanks.
Aziz speaking. Thank you, Baran. As regards to August, I think this is due to the fact that we always take a month off for holidays and most people are not there in August. So we only hold meetings in August when there's emergencies, but I don't see any happening right now. Should there be an emergency, of course, we will have a meeting in August. I'm not sure this is a satisfactory reply to you. Now, as regards September, you're right. I had not realized this. We'll see if it overlaps with Motam. We'll change the date so as to not have the celebration coinciding with our September meeting. We're going to take note of that, right, Gisela? Bran, is this a good enough reply to you?
Yes, thank you.
As you're speaking, Gisela, do you wish to take the floor? Gisela speaking now. I'm sorry. Tijani? Tijani speaking. Yes, why can we not have the September meeting in the beginning of September? Why should it be on the 13th? As he's speaking, I think the first Wednesday is the 7th, right? Yes. If it's on the 7th, says Tijani, that would be before the celebration. As he's speaking, no, I didn't say 13th of September. I said July 13th. So the July meeting is on the 13th. No meeting in August, and then the September meeting would be on the 7th. Oh, right, says Tijani. Then if it's on the 7th, and given that the celebration is 2 months and 10 days, I'm sure the Muslim celebration will be on the 15th September, so maybe, yeah, we'll think of that, says Aziz, we have time. Sylvia, can you please amend this? It's not on the 13th of July, it's on the 13th, not on the 30th. And in September, it's September 7th. Let's please correct that in the summary minutes. Tijani, do you wish to add anything else? Tijani speaking, no, that's it. As he's speaking, thank you everyone. I truly want to apologize to Camila and Isabel because we had them stay overtime, as usual, actually, and we thank them both for helping us. Thank you, Gisela. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Yeshem. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for always being here for us, and we'll talk to you in July. I wish you all Muslims a good Ramadan, and goodbye, everyone. Thank you. He's speaking. Thank you for participating at this evening's call. The call is now over. We're going to disconnect audio. Have a great rest of the evening and talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for this call. Bye.